Welcome to KXRW's Authenticity Matters, where we examine how to live more intentional, fulfilling lives by truly being ourselves. In each episode, we will talk to guests who've transformed their lives, organizations, and the community through authentic and intentional actions. I'm your host, Jen Coyne.
Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Thank you for
gratitude, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. That's the definition of gratitude. But moreover, gratitude is an emotion expressing appreciation for what one has. It's November. November's a month of Thanksgiving. So I thought it was a perfect month to focus on gratitude and its connection to living a more authentic life. Studies show that practicing gratitude reduces the use of words expressing negative emotions. It supports our ability to see wonder and opportunity in every moment, and it motivates us to act boldly with love, generosity, and respect toward one another, ourselves, and the earth. It's tough, though, because gratitude is rooted in appreciating what you have, yet our society is filled with signals like advertising, social media inputs, and others that make us feel like we need to have more, more, more. It's easy to feel inadequate, lacking achievement, needing more funds, constantly consuming content that tells you you're not enough. So I think that being grateful is something that you may have to work at. That's one reason I was motivated to create this episode, to give people new perspectives on gratitude and tips on how to practice gratitude more often. I hope to inspire you to practice more gratitude this month as we approach the holidays, like Thanksgiving, which are intended for us to focus on our gratitude for the bounty that we have, but often end up creating feelings of anxiety, obligation, and stress to live up to expectations that we've invented for ourselves. When we think about Thanksgiving in particular, whether you're a meat eater or a vegan, it's important to have gratitude for the amazing, nourishing, and delicious food that we have available to us, and to give thanks to those who provided it and stay grounded in what has been sacrificed for it.
Pecking for prime roost positions, they strut up the ladders and settle into the darkness. At sunrise, amid a flurry of white feathers, I open the coop's door. And in the blink of an eye, 50 hens and roosters fly into the yard, happy to be alive. My husband is sure butchering 46 birds will be a snap. Oh, I picture the feathers all through the house and gizzards laid out on my countertops. I can live with feathers and blood. I want my birds to leave this world in a state of bliss. Oh, on a cold October day, I unlatched the door of the chicken yard and grabbed the first hen. Her wings brush across my face, and I walk to the truck, cradling her in my arms. As I stuff four birds into the cage inside my truck, their squawks have turned to contented clucks. At home, even though the scalding pot boils, I'm grateful my chickens lived the good life.
It's easy to take things for granted, especially when life can be unrelenting and presenting challenges and obstacles. It's important for us to think about how far we've come and to think about and be appreciative of the opportunities ahead that life has for us. I know for me personally, it's important to take stock. This time of year represents the anniversary of when my business partner Brian and I officially launched the Peak Fleet. For me, by thinking about how far we've come as a company, the impact we're making, and even thinking about touching and improving one person's life, gives me a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lately, I've been doing a lot of work on diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice initiatives. With that, I've been learning a lot about privilege. I grew up in a white middle-class household. My dad's college educated. I never really had scarcity that held me back from succeeding in school. I earned a college scholarship, which gave me such a leg up during and after I graduated. I've always actively recognized the head start that full ride gave me to launching a successful career. Recently, I've had the opportunity to collaborate with a couple of amazing women of color who also happen to be immigrants. Hearing their life stories and seeing the purpose-driven lives they have built made me even more appreciative of the advantages I've had and feel more compelled to support people aspiring to build better lives for themselves in a new and often challenging environment. I wanted to share part of a discussion I had with one of these women, Carla Titus, about the experience of building an authentic life as an immigrant to the United States.
A cool and wet November dawn, and there are no barkings.
Really happy to have you here. I always ask every guest, what does authenticity mean to you?
Well, I feel like that can mean very different things to every person, right? Mm-hmm. To me, really, it's rooted in where I come from, my culture, how I grew up, the person I am today is because of the experiences I've had in my life.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Peru. I lived half my life there and then decided to immigrate to the States mm-hmm. to pursue a further education. And so I had family living here. So I was like, you know, I already know English. I'm fluent in the second language. I might as well go practice it. Otherwise, I'm going to forget it.
Yeah.
And so to me, the way I grew up, you know, in Peru really built me up as the person I am today with a lot of the cultural background that I have and the pride and heritage that mm-hmm. I have. Mm-hmm. I really brought that with me. And I think that even, you know, my accent makes me unique. And,
absolutely.
I think really the upbringing and the experiences of having lived in Peru, seen, you know, what a third world country life is like, mm-hmm. where you really feel very grateful for what you have today because you've seen poverty like firsthand. Yeah. And you're like, I am very grateful for everything I have and I've been able to build here in the States because those opportunities are not as readily available back home.
Right. Yeah.
And I bring that with me everywhere I go and in everything I do, which I think is a reflection of my authenticity, of how I behave as a person, the things I do, mm-hmm. you know, what I value in life, right?
Yeah.
Being very different and really molded by that upbringing that is a different perspective of the world
right.
that most people have, what makes me unique.
Yeah.
And that's really how I think about authenticity, is what makes every person unique in their own way through life experiences or the what they value in life
yeah.
and the way they yeah. behave.
Tell me a little bit more about your career journey. You talked about the early days and coming here for education. Where did you go from there?
Yeah, so I got an undergrad in finance, but I was already working because mm-hmm. as an immigrant, there is no hand-me-downs. So you're going to have to earn your way and
yeah.
I had bills to pay and I had, you know, rent and mm-hmm. other things to cover. And so I went to school at night and I worked during the day, and that's just how I ended up earning my degree. It took me like a bajillion years, but we made it, right?
Yeah.
And that's really something that I can be proud of looking back to mm-hmm. say like, oh, I did that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are in my situation, so it's nothing new.
Right.
It's just that at the moment you feel like, oh my God, this is never going to end. It's so hard. I can't do this. And then
yeah.
you're like, there is an end to the madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated, like I said, I was already working. So I went for a corporate job in finance because mm-hmm. that was really what I wanted to accomplish next
mm-hmm.
With my degree. And I knew I could have a really good pay and have some stability
right.
in my life financially. And so I did go work for a corporation.
Right.
And
right.
I learned so much throughout my career in finance. And now I actually help business owners as well with CFO consulting services
yeah.
based on that background experience I have and helping them build businesses that are profitable. They can pay themselves a salary and support their families
yeah.
and then some.
Tell me a little bit more about your business.
It's called Wealth and Worth Within.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come into businesses and I become their CFO. Fractional CFO mm-hmm. or, you know, part-time CFO to help them really think as the CEO of the business and
yeah.
strategize in this partnership, CEO, CFO, no different than Fortune 500 companies
yeah.
have, right?
Yeah.
Just tailored to the small business owner
right.
that has different kind of problems like cash flow issues
yeah.
and others.
Yeah.
And I really make it something that's easy for them to understand. I translate that corporate planning, you know, financial planning
mm-hmm.
background that I have into what they can really do with their finances at that level of the business, right. how they're going to meet their goals, and then managing the day-to-day foundational processes that they're missing in their business because nobody told them, nobody taught them. And you got into business because you love what you do, not because you love to manage the finances of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you outsource or you bring in some help to kind of help you close those gaps.
Right. That's great. So this month's theme is gratitude. I heard you mention gratitude a little bit earlier. What do you see as the link between authenticity and gratitude?
Well, to me, I think it's speaking back to my background, right? Like what I saw growing up was not everyone had the same opportunities.
Yeah.
And you kind of had to fight for them. And not that you were fighting against someone else, but you were just fighting for your own survival and like what you're able to accomplish and have in opportunities as you're working hard for them. And so I think gratitude links to authenticity in the way that I can feel very grateful for what I have today because I connect back to my background on where I came from and what I've been able to accomplish this far, bringing that culture, you know, upbringing, authenticity to my household, to my workplace, and why not, and tying it to the opportunities I've been able to accomplish or seek myself. And feeling really thankful for having had that, right? Yeah. And I think that without my upbringing from a third world country in Peru, I don't think I would have the same level of gratitude.
Yeah.
So I feel like that connection to me is super strong on, you know, who I am as a person and, again, what value I bring to the world connected to how thankful I am for everything I've been able to accomplish so far.
Right. Do you find that you have a certain style where you express that gratitude in the most authentic way? And is it different because of your cultural background?
Yeah, for us, time spent with our loved ones is a really good way for us to express our gratitude or make them feel loved. And so I find that because I have a lot of time constraints, I tend to be very careful on how I manage my time because that's the way I show that I care more so than the material gifts or maybe the money, right? Because that to me is like an easy way out, actually, which for most people that probably won't be the case. But for me, it's like I can send a gift to someone and to me it doesn't seem so meaningful. To them, it might, right? Because they might receive gratitude that way. But I don't receive gratitude that way. And so, and I don't like to give gratitude that way as much as, and I do that sometimes because, you know, I run out of time and I have to still express, you know, my thankfulness to them. But I try wherever possible to give in time to show that I really care, that I'm present for them, that I'm there. To me, that's the way I like to give, you know, to the people that mean the most to me. And then the way I like to receive, to me, honestly, is harder to receive gratitude. Yeah. I mean, I love it. You know, everybody wants to be thanked for or appreciated and be loved on. But sometimes for me, it's like easier for me to give gratitude than to receive it. And so I've been working on allowing myself to be okay with receiving and also being able to give at the same time. And so it's a careful balance that I'm still kind of working through.
Yeah. Sometimes I think the way you want to give, express appreciation, give gratitude, and even receive it, there is a link to what is most precious, valued, or scarce in your life. Right.
Yes.
So good to know what people's expectations or desires are, where they're going to feel most appreciated, and then be intentional about it. Well, Carla, tell everybody how they can find you.
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn. Okay. I'm very active, Carla Titus. You can come to my website at www.wealthworthwithin.com to find out more about my business, CFO services, and how I can help your business become more profitable. And I'm in the social media, you know, webs as well, with Wealth Worth Within as my tagline. So
great.
Check me out.
Well, I really appreciate this. It's been a great experience. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. For this November episode, leading up to Thanksgiving and the rest of the winter holiday season, we're talking about gratitude and how to make it more a part of your life. After the break, we're going to talk about tips to practice gratitude daily and speak with Michaela Jones, a sound healing practitioner and author who has amazing advice on the healing benefits of gratitude. I'm Jen Coyne, and this is Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM.
Community radio like this is brought to you by the generous support of founding sponsor Bill Dickey at Adco Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. Adco features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print anything, mail anywhere. Learn more at adco1.com. That's ADCO1.com.
Support for KXRW comes from David Dansky with David's Trains, buyer and collector of old toy trains, including Lionel, Flyer, Ives, and Marks. He is interested in old transportation-related toys, as well as toy trains from the late 1800s to the 1960s. For appraisal, you can call him at 360-576-1602. That's 360-576-1602. Welcome back to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM. We've been chatting today about gratitude and how it makes you more grounded in your authenticity. We heard from Carla Titus, an entrepreneur helping people find their wealth and worth within. The interview with Carla was fascinating on a number of levels. Obviously, her story is really inspirational. But what was also really interesting was in talking to her about gratitude and both giving and receiving gratitude, she talked about how culturally that can be different in different places. And, you know, I think it's a very individual thing. And as you explore your authentic self, it becomes something that, you know, defining how you truly like to give and receive gratitude is really, it's an important piece of defining who you are and expressing that to the rest of the world. We've talked about how, you know, gratitude can be one of those things that is hard to have in this challenging world. It's difficult to step back and realize that you have things. I believe that gratitude is something we could all practice a bit more. Anything that you do with intention, I believe that you have capacity to grow. So some different tips for becoming more grateful I wanted to give to you. Write down the three good things that happen every day. Put those things on social media and, you know, kind of hold yourself accountable to expressing gratitude. You know, write to someone who's inspired you. Think about those people who have influenced your life and go back and say thank you to them. Think about what your life would be like if you didn't have some of those things or positive events or experiences or people in your life. That's another way for you to think about what matters most to you and express gratitude. I had an opportunity to talk to a very special person, Michaela Jones, recently, who's someone who has really deep perspectives on gratitude and offers a lot of different suggestions about how you can become a more grateful person. Today, I'd like to welcome Michaela Jones to Authenticity Matters. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Michaela is a sound healing practitioner and author of the very successful and wonderful book, The Little Book of Light.
Thank you.
She is one of the most genuinely gratitude-filled people that I've ever met.
Oh,
and just full of like amazing energy. And so I'm really excited to have you here
today. Thank you, Jen. Yeah. Oh, that means a lot to me.
So I ask everybody that comes on, what does authenticity mean to you?
Such a great question. You know, for me, authenticity is about being true to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that also has to do with speaking our truth. However, I do think it is important to ask ourselves, you know, what are we being authentic to?
Right.
Am I being authentic to the soul part of me, that expanded part of me, mm-hmm. that totally empowered part of myself? Or am I being authentic to simply a current feeling or emotion mm-hmm. that's coming up at the time? And I think it's, while it's important to be authentic to our feelings and allow ourselves to feel them and express them in a safe way, it's also really important, I believe, to ask ourselves, you know, am I being authentic to who I want to be in the larger picture in terms of my purpose and my passion, or am I simply being reactive? Is this emotion just a reaction to some really old beliefs that no longer serve me from my childhood, from trauma, what have you?
Right. So tell me a little bit about your journey to the practice that you have today. And as a sound healing practitioner, as an author, what got you to what you're doing right now?
Wow. Okay. That's a huge question.
I know.
I'm 53. I started my spiritual journey when I was 12. My mother was very spiritual, but I will say that I also came from a background in childhood sexual abuse. So I, as a result of that, in my early 20s, had to really look at my life and be like, okay, do I want to go down path A of doing what my family says I want to do,
right,
you know, or should do, and on paper really looks like I should do because I was exceeding at it.
Yeah.
But not really feeling any passion about it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or B, follow my, what is my purpose for being here, and asking myself that question. And for me, that path took on a journey of self-healing, you know, definitely self-healing techniques, going to therapists, and how the sound healing came in. It was so interesting, Jen, is that I was doing a guided meditation group, and I just had one crystal bowl, and that would, I noticed that helped take people into trance. So then I started bringing that into my practice, and eventually I became so enamored by the beauty and how easy it was for people to get into that trance without my voice. And then what I noticed was that the sound healing frequencies were doing a lot of the healing and the clearing on their own without me having to go into past stories.
Right. In the journey for people to finding your authentic self and becoming more intentional and, you know, sort of changing your responses to things, looking for practical, actionable things that you can do. And this is one of the things I say, you know, it's not for everybody, but give it a try, because, you know, there are so many studies about meditation in general and also sound healing that have been effective for people. And so it's one way for people to give it a try, and it's relatively low cost, low barrier. You know, you can go experience it and see if it's for you.
Yeah.
So this month's episode, we're focusing on gratitude. I've gone to your sound meditations, and in particular, the cacao ceremony that you do, and you definitely encourage people to express gratitude. So I wanted to get your take on it. What do you see connects gratitude and authenticity?
Well, again, going back to that question of what am I being authentic to, it is my personal spiritual belief that we are each very powerful spiritual beings, and that our natural state of being, perhaps before we come into the body, and through meditation, sound healing, various practices, we can tune in to that energy of our true authentic self as spiritual beings, as powerful spiritual beings. That's the thing. I think sometimes we can get into so easily into a victim mentality. There's so much going on in the world. Things can feel so oppressive that we just get disempowered.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I do these different practices, sound healing, cacao ceremony, I want people to tap into that spiritual power. And so, for example, the cacao ceremony sound bath is a powerful way for people to come together and do that. I have people move into gratitude, because gratitude is a higher vibration. It's a powerful vibration on an energetic level. So in that group experience, my intention is to create a field of energy where we are each getting into that empowered place within. Gratitude is a great way to do that. And so we raise our vibration, and then the intention part comes in of what are our each individual intentions of what are we choosing to more fully embody in our lives. I like to say more fully embody as qualities of being, as opposed to, you know, well, I really want a new house. You know, I mean, yes, that's great to want a new house. That's absolutely perfect. It's like, okay, well, what quality of being will having the new house give me? And then how can I start fully embodying that now? And then the house will come.
So it's like, what are those enabling sorts of things that then actually abstract it to a higher level, where it's not just about getting that house, it's about then in perpetuity, how do you actually get the things that you, attract the things that you want, and shed the things that aren't serving you anymore. you mentioned kind of calling light in and all of that kind of stuff. So you have a book that's been really successfully distributed called The Little Book of Light.
Yeah, The Little Book of Light actually has been a bestseller at New Wren on 23rd amazing. For many, many years. Yeah, that came to me in meditation many, many years ago. I was living in LA, actually. I had no intention of writing a book about light.
Yeah.
I was at that point doing the sound healing, doing the guided meditation groups, and it just came to me. And I think the reason it came to me, at first I thought it was a book I was supposed to read. These are 111 practical ways to become grounded and to be centered in your heart and to live from your values and to make your positive impact upon the world.
Do you have any final, if people are sitting down to their meal on Thanksgiving and want to express gratitude to the universe in some way, do you have any suggestions for them?
I would say smile at others. Yeah, just acknowledging that we are each on this path together. We're each on this planet together, and our connection to each other makes a huge difference. And reaching out for that connection, you coming from your heart, from your empowered place, and smiling at another person, saying it hello at another person. I would say if you're going to give gratitude, just make some act of kindness and go out and smile at each other.
Connect
with each other.
When you sit down at the table with each other, just look at each other and express gratitude for the communion of being together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a powerful moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming down and talking to us today.
I appreciate it. It was fun.
Before we close the show, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors who make this community programming possible. You're listening to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM.
KXRW Community Radio wants to thank our friends and sponsors at Boomerang Therapy Works, where exercise is medicine. At Boomerang, they offer a variety of one-on-one treatment options that can be tailored to your health and wellness. They offer physical therapy, massage therapy, personal trainers, exercise programs, group classes, and specialize in customized Parkinson's treatments. Located downtown Vancouver, more info available at boomerangtherapyworks.com, where exercise is medicine.
KXRW would like to thank our friends at NuVamsterdam for supporting our programming. NuVamsterdam is the premier cannabis market in the Vancouver area. They carry a variety of cannabis products ranging from pre-rolls, vape cartridges, and edibles to CBD topicals, oils, and tinctures. NuVamsterdam is located in the Heights Shopping Center on the corner of Mill Plain and Andreessen Road. Open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. 365 days a year. More information available at NuVamsterdam.com. That's NuVamsterdam.com.
I want to thank my guests on the show today, Joan Welch for her poetry, Carla Titus for her inspirational growth story, and Michaela Jones for helping all of us bring a little more light into each day. Do you have tips for bringing more gratitude into your life? Authenticity Matters has a new Facebook page. I'd love for you to follow it and post ideas on the show topics there. I hope this episode inspired you to explore gratitude for the opportunities we have each day to live more authentically. Join me next time to hear more stories of authenticity journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.